Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who miss the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday to everyone in the room today. Steve Silva's back.
Yay!
And, of course, we got producer Zach.
I'm still going to beat you today.
And assistant Genesis.
Hello, everyone.
And I am your host, Sean Roberts. Together, we are your Weekly Dose podcast. As always, we're streaming to you live from Orange County every Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, who's going to do the next part?
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. It's just this Mixler thing. Hi, everyone. Welcome.
Hi, Genesis.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame. For those who have recently followed us, thank you for joining our family. And make sure to interact with me on Mixler today.
I just love the way Steve threw you under the bus when he could have read it himself.
I couldn't.
Oh, you don't have the script?
I don't have it.
Oh, my God.
That's usually
how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, guys, if you'd like to talk to us today, wow, already this show is going great.
It's off the rails.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to talk to us today, just know you can say hi, join the conversation, maybe even play the game, quiz me, quiz you, and I don't know, win some prizes like a Fire Stick TV from Amazon. Or
ooh,
maybe
I want to
some
win that.
CDs or movie, anything like that. Call in. Our phone numbers are 714-927-1866. Again, that's 714-927-1866 or 323-963-8523 and talk to us. We've got a busy show today. Of course, this is our 100th episode.
Yay!
Oh, there you go, see there, back, go. There you go. So we've got a couple of guests coming in. Paul Preston from the Movies Guys will be here. Our friends Craig Berry and Amy will be in later on. And we'll be doing some past moments as well. And, of course, say some thank yous to our guests that we've had on these last 100 episodes. And go from there.
That's right.
I knew better than to take a drink of my frosty beverage.
I just want to say it's kind of weird not being able to see you guys. So it's throwing
me
off.
Well, say move over so you can see her.
Okay, well, in a second.
She's probably afraid of moving anything on that desk. It's going to get knocked.
No, because it's on wheels. Move it over so we can see
you. I think I found my warm spot over here. That's why.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll look at you whenever you...
Please.
Hey, there's a nice lady next to you. She might be able to help you. And she's sticking her tongue out, too, so I don't think she's going to help you.
Well, I don't care what any of you say right now, but all I'm going to say is don't forget to interact with the show by commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1. And not only can you download the show for free from our website and listen to this wonderful crap that we're doing right now, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Just search for, hey, look at those dummies, which is called Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as
How
well.
Did we ever make it to 100 episodes?
I have no idea. No
wow,
freaking
this
clue.
Is so exciting. It's
Very
riveting.
Carefully.
It's riveting.
Genesis.
Yeah?
Go ahead and move over, sweetie, so we can't see you, though.
I know. Hold on.
Okay.
Moving
There you go. Oh, there you go. Oh, look at that.
There you go.
There she is. There's her lovely face.
Oh, she's got glasses on.
I don't know how Brittany does this. It's a lot of...
She doesn't pay attention to what we're doing.
That's why.
It's magic. That's what it is.
So, of course, we have to give a shout out.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Way to go. Look at that. Keep the show moving. I like that. Yes, we have to give a shout out to our sponsor, Amazon, because without them, we could not be doing this show for all of you. They have been with us from day one.
That's right, Sean. So we wanted to remind you guys that with New Year's approaching, you guys can get all your shopping on Amazon, which is the best place to get all your items. Please make sure to use our Amazon banner.
Amazon?
Amazon.
Amazon.
I've never been to Amazon.
Well, it's really nice.
Go to Amazon.
But of course, all you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on our Amazon banner, bookmark it, because that's the most important thing. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon this season and for the rest of the new year, you use the bookmark link, and by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
Ooh, I like it.
And damn right, I'll tell you right, it's the end of the year, and of course, everybody has the end of year sale. Well, Amazon is no different. And on Amazon, they have everything, of course.
Yes, but they do.
End of year sale, this is something everybody should get for their kids. It's on special for $7.99, free shipping with Amazon Prime. And I'll tell you, this is amazing. The name of it is My First Fire.
My First Fire?
My First Fire. And it's a kid looking at a little makeshift fire ring.
So it's for the young arson. The young arson at heart. Great.
So if you want your son to grow up, in, especially here in California, there's a lot of opportunity for arson.
Oh, absolutely. There is.
This will train him. And it says ages 2+.
Hey, now.
So I guess they figure there is some kid that may be too young.
Are matches included?
Learning. It's got an 18-inch fire ring, a 12-inch poker, 4 Enduro logs, and an 8-ounce fuel can.
Everything a two-year-old needs.
Everything, yeah.
And so, up.
But no matches.
No matches.
Matches not included. You got to go get your own matches.
That's responsible.
All right.
Well, I guess you need to teach a kid how to use matches before he gets the box.
That makes sense. So if you're going to go get your own fire ring there for your, create your own arson, do all your shopping online this year. Just use our Amazon banner to get the job done. Remember, when you use Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
Woo!
Oh, yes. And of course, guys, don't forget, we're still promoting to make sure that you guys are following Mark and Brian, R-H-O-F, or M&B, R-H-O-F, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Very important. This way, when the time comes, and Switchboarder Laura lets us know when to go do the voting for them to get them into the Radio Hall of Fame. We're all prepared and do it all at one time and bombard that place and hopefully knock their website out of business because, we just love Mark and Brian that much.
That's right. They need to be in there.
They crash that site.
It is way, way overdue. Way overdue. So, and by the way, we do have one more new sponsor I want to mention. I've used this company actually twice. They've done a beautiful job. So if you live in the city of Cypress or surrounding cities and need some major carpet cleaning, then you need to call the Carpet Medic. And why do you want to call Matthew and his team of Carpet Medics? Well, it's simple. Because they are certified by the IICRC in the latest cleaning technologies and firsthand knowledge of cleaning solution chemistry. These guys are fantastic. They use the most advanced cleaning machines and tools using hot pressure control, pH balanced filtered water, and the most vacuum for maximum extraction to reduce drying times and the lowest residue. They started yesterday morning in the house, started in the studio, did my son's room, the landing, the stairs.
I thought it looked different.
It looks clean is what it looks.
Oh, you can lick off it.
Where are all those
you
stains?
Absolutely can. I know all the ones that you left, they are gone.
Oh, man, I got to start all over again.
Start all over again. So, yeah, I've used them twice, and Matt and his crew are not only the most friendly, but also the best price in the area. So let them know that Your Weekly Dose sent you over there. Look them up, the Carpet Medic. Not only do they do carpet upholstery, but they also do hardwood, laminate, tile grout, linoleum, vinyl, area rugs, autos, boats, RVs, limos, buses, aircrafts, pressure washing, specialty rugs, residential, commercial, natural stone, pavers. They do it all. So you want to call them, call Matt, the Carpet Medic. They also give free estimates, and their number is 800-661-9111. Again, that's 1-800-661-9111. The Carpet Medics. They are great.
It's very good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right.
A new sponsor. That's really cool.
Yeah. So we've been away for a little while now, really, because we were here last week and everything. Hope everybody had a good Christmas. Let's kind of do a round robin and catch up with everybody.
Well, Steve was the one that's been missing.
Well, yeah.
Steve's been out for a few weeks, though, bud. And, yeah. I mean, I'm surprised you're here today, to be honest. Cause
I'm a little surprised, too. It was cold this morning.
Yeah.
Boy, talk about layering. Well, you know, since I don't have much to catch up on, and since this is our 100th episode, I thought I'd create a little list. And this is a list of shows
that haven't heard it yet.
Made it past it's made it past episode 100. So we'll start down here toward the bottom of the people that just made it past, like 30 Rock. Everybody knows 30 Rock. Well, they made it to 138 episodes.
Really? That's it? Bad.
That's it. But that's
we're
going to
pass them.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yeah. We'll make it to 139.
Well, then there's Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. Made
I
it
love
to
that show.
144 episodes.
We'll pass them, too.
Parks and Recreation.
Never watched it.
I know. I neither. They made it to 153. Wow. Pretty amazing. And The West Wing. How great was The West Wing?
I watched all seven seasons. Of course, that's Brian's favorite TV show, too.
Well, first, the Gilmore Girls also made 153.
I like the Gilmore Gang better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, okay, West Wing made it to 156. That's it.
150? Really? For seven seasons?
Really weird.
Wow. Okay.
So, and then, coming down here, Pretty Little Liars made it to 160 episodes.
I've caught a few episodes here and there, but never really got into them.
It's just because the girls were pretty, that's why. Okay, House.
But they're liars.
The House with Hugh Laurie.
Oh, Dr. House.
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
177 episodes.
Wow.
And then we've got Star Trek Next Generation.
Love Generation.
Picard. Made it to 178 episodes. Yeah. And then Seinfeld. Now, Seinfeld was.
Did he get past 200?
Classic. Nope. 180.
Oh, wow.
He couldn't make it, huh?
No, couldn't make it.
That was freaking
Full crazy. House beat him out.
Oh, love Full
that
House.
That was 192 episodes.
192?
Yeah.
Wow. So, and of course, now.
And then, well, then.
Yeah.
It starts going into years. I'm not sure. The next two, like, Family Guy made it 18 years.
Yeah, because they're on what? The Fox season, what? Like 17 or 18
17,
now?
18 now, I think.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But an oldie but goodie up here, Gunsmoke, they didn't have as many episodes per year. But overall, they had 635 episodes over 20 years.
Wow. So now, what about the Simpsons? Did you see if the Simpsons were on
there? I was just going to say that.
Yeah, the Simpsons are on here. First of all, we got South Park, made it 21 years so far. Uh-huh.
That's one of my favorites.
And then Ed Sullivan was on for 23. Uh-huh. Then the Power Rangers.
Oh, who cares about that?
25. I do. Real World on MTV.
But that's because you like the Blue Ranger, though.
I know, it's weird. Real World on MTV made it 26 years.
That's still on the air?
I think so.
Wow.
And wait, then, the Real World still on the air?
Yeah, on MTV.
Wow, that I didn't know.
Yeah, America's Funniest Videos made it 28 years, and then The Simpsons, 29 years. Then beyond that,
and still going.
Captain Kangaroo made it 29 years.
Wow.
And
he's passed away now, too, though.
Yeah. Hank Ketchum?
Yeah, Hank Ketchum.
Yeah. And then Cops.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah,
29 years.
It's been on that long?
It's still on,
that
yeah.
surprised me.
So what you going to do?
Keep going.
I don't know. Just be a bad boy.
Okay. A bad boy?
A bad boy.
Bad boy.
Okay,
what
then.
What you going to do?
Here in like the sort of the top 10 area, when Mr. Rogers made it 33 years. That's really good. I love that.
Now Tom Hanks is going to play him.
Yeah, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune made it 34 and 35 years. Saturday Night Live. Now we're getting up over 40 years. 43 years.
Yeah, they just celebrated 40, a year ago or 2 years ago?
Yeah. And then The Price is Right has been on for 46 years.
Holy cow.
All my grandparents' favorites.
And this is getting up there. Without going over 50, we have Sesame Street at 49 years.
Really?
I was surprised at that, too.
Sesame Street is only 1 year older than I am.
Wow, yeah.
Sesame Street's been in the news lately,
too. Now we get into the big guns up here.
Uh-oh.
Most of them are like soap operas.
Oh, okay. So then,
Days of Our Lives, As the World Turns, General Hospital.
Yeah.
They all like 53, 54, and 55 years.
How can you tell a story for that long, though?
I know, it's weird. Pretty girls and sex.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Then we've got
the, depression.
The Tonight Show, which made it 62 years. And Meet the Press.
Okay, who was the first Tonight Show host?
I want to say Jack Parr, but I don't think, was it?
Okay. Yeah, Jack Parr. And then Johnny Carson.
Then there's Meet the Press. It made it as old as me, 69 years.
Really?
And then number one, which actually started on radio back in 1937.
Holy cow.
They were on NBC Radio for 10 years. They were on CBS Radio for 10 years. Then they were on CBS TV for 52 years, making a total of 72 years of production, The Guiding Light.
Really?
I was like, wow, man. Imagine being the producers of a show that's on the air 72 years.
Holy cow.
So,
excuse me. And to two different networks.
Yeah.
So
that was hot.
But that's, it's amazing to me.
Drink some water.
That some of these shows lasted so long. And they're not, like a lot of the weird comedies like Simpsons and Family Guy and stuff like that are on the air so long. Mm-hmm. And they're like the bad boys of TV.
Right.
But they've lasted. So it's really good. I think
Guiding Light, 70, how many years? 70 what?
72 years for The Guiding Light.
We got a long way to go, dude.
We do.
I don't know if you're going to last that long.
I hope I do.
I'm hoping you last through the show.
If we're on the air for some...
I just hope you last through the show right now.
I do too. So that's my list of 100 episodes.
Nice, buddy. Very, very nice. Very cool. Genesis.
Genesis.
My week was good.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Celebrated Christmas.
And how was your Christmas?
Good. It was very.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Oh, that's just heartwarming.
Yeah. After that message, nothing could have gone wrong.
What this one?
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
So what'd you get? Did you get anything good?
Brings a tear to your eye.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everything I got was good.
Well, what'd you get?
Like gift cards and shoes and aromatherapy stuff for my brothers and mugs and a wallet. And
so basically you find things that you would find at a garage sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not going to put those up.
Not yet. No. Give it a couple of years and go, oh, yeah, get rid of that mug.
Yeah, it was good. It was just busy with that.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. How about you, Zach?
Well, I like Genesis. I got gift cards too. It was good. We best part of our Christmas was the lovely 7-pound bone-in prime rib that we had for dinner.
And you didn't call me.
I tried to, but your phone wasn't not in service. It was something really weird.
No.
How was it cooked?
I have two phones.
Yeah, how was it cooked?
It was cooked the way that Sean liked it when I didn't call him.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah.
And actually, the lady that cooked it's right behind Genesis.
Standing right next to
him. Yeah. She's a pretty good cook, actually. And
not what you told me.
Hey. I mean, okay, I guess I'm on the spot now.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we had a great Christmas. Everyone all around, wine, food. Gifts,
wine
gift cards.
And prime rib.
Oh yeah,
and you didn't call. You bastard!
Damn, I thought we were a family here.
You know, I invited everybody to my mom's Christmas party.
I feel bad about not being able to go to that.
Yeah, me too,
dude. You missed out.
We did.
Oh, it was you. Okay, remember how it was last year and how rough it was on everybody with exchanging gifts? Mm-hmm. There was more planning and conniving going on this year.
That's cool.
Oh, it was awesome. It was totally awesome. And what made it better, too, was that we had more people this year show up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did. We had about 45.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a nice size crowd.
Sorry, I missed that.
Cool. So what'd you get for Christmas, though, Zach?
I got an Amazon gift card, an iTunes gift card.
Oh, you can get my first fire.
And you got to use our banner, too.
For $7.99.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got slippers too, which is actually pretty cool.
Are you that old now that you
have
slippers?
Yeah, that's exactly what
I
thought.
You're not even in your 40s yet.
I know.
What's up with that?
I'm 32, close to 40. So I got I got slippers. My mom got me a manicure kit.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
She likes to shop at Kohl's.
Kohl's is great. I love Kohl's.
She literally did all of her shopping in Kohl's in probably one day. Uh-huh. But I got a cool Star Wars blanket. Like
nice.
I have enough blankets.
Oh.
But let's see. What else? I got a back scratcher.
Mm-hmm.
Back scratchers are cool. Huh?
Which is MIA?
No, I found it. I found it. It's on the washing machine in the other house. Found it, though. Don't shake your head at me. And a couple other little goodies that I can't recall off the top of my head right now.
Cool. Nice.
Awesome.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, for us, we went over to my in-laws for Christmas Eve. Had a wonderful dinner there. And normally my father-in-law cooks something Asian because he loves to try different things, you know.
And you didn't call me?
So exactly, because you said, you know, I don't like Asian food, so I didn't call you. That's why.
Yeah, because I said that.
Yeah. So he did a broccoli and beef, which sounds kind of eh, but it was Karen's Aunt Toy, her recipe. She's from Thailand, or she's Thai, basically. So it's her own homemade recipe, and it's certain type of spices and whatever, you know, to bring out the zest of the flavor of the beef and everything. I've never seen my son eat broccoli and beef so quickly. And I mean, he was like eating it up as if it was like the last meal on earth.
Like it was biscuits.
Like, oh, exactly. Exactly. He was eating it that quickly. And it was so hysterical because I think all of us got one serving. And he had three.
He had the rest.
He had the rest, pretty much. Yeah, that's right. Was it. Yeah. So I think next year I told my father-in-law that he has to do the there's like a noodle dish that he makes or whatever normally, and then I said we got to do
that. I thought you said doodle, but I figured it
noodle,
out.
Noodle. Yeah. that he does. It's a ponset basically, and then also do the broccoli beef for next year. So because we go, hey, well, Roman likes it, and let's go for there. So. And what's nice, too, is that we're a very hungry family over there, so we all give each other food as gifts and everything. So I got my...
Like meats and cheeses?
My mother-in-law loves to give me my cashews every year.
Oh, yeah.
I love cashews. And then she also makes these chocolate-dipped pretzels. You know, so yeah, so those are good. So those are pretty much gone within, you know, a couple of days. And then they always get me my beef jerky from up north at a neat little venison place up in Portland. So
what style do you like?
They kind of get me like a steak style. So, I mean,
like teriyaki or just straight,
the plain, just dry. Yeah, just the regular plain because it's. The place that's up, it's this little meat market where a lot of hunters take their meat to, and they'll take, you know, all the ducks or whatever and venison.
Immature.
I know. He's
so immature.
He's cracking.
I know. He's cracking himself up. They take their meat there.
That's like an... Want to show How You Met Your Mother?
Yeah, exactly.
One night they watched an episode of it where the two girls were talking about their beavers because the beaver is the state or the country is the country mascot for Canada. Yeah. Oh, it's hysterical.
Yeah. Well, hey, nice beaver. Thanks. I just had it stuffed. But no, they take all the meat and they do all the sausage prepping for you and everything and so forth. So all your
that
ducks and geese.
Awesome.
It's really cool. So
that and with the Buster that Steve has been talking about.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'll work too with it.
So, and playing with his meat.
So yeah, so I love it. It's really really good. So I got my jerky every year.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
jerky. I was in line at Walmart the other night. And they had some teriyaki soft jerky, and I got it, and oh my god, it's so good!
Well, you missed a good pot roast dinner at my mom's again, because Christmas Day we went over there.
You guys are making me so hungry.
I know, me too.
So yeah, so she made her pot roast, and it was really good. It was really
speaking
good.
Of food.
Yeah,
we had my mom made deer tamales, and I know it sounds so
weird. Deer tamales?
Yeah.
Now you're talking venison?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, they're very nice.
Yeah, because like where we're from in Mexico, they hunt a lot, and there's a lot of deer, so we grew up like eating that for Christmas.
Oh.
And I know it sounds so weird, but
no,
I have a friend that hunts, and he had just recently like hunted, and he has like the meat at his house, so he gave me like a big chunk of it, and my parents like made tamales out of it.
He gave you a big chunk of meat.
Yeah, some of his meat. Some of his prepared meat.
Is there any leftover?
You know what? I think there is. I'll freeze them because you can freeze tamales and then eat them later. So today when I get home, I'll freeze them and then I'll bring them in next week.
I would love totally to try venison tamales. Yeah, I really would.
I'll bring them in.
Because I do love venison.
Okay. Yeah. I'll bring it in.
All right. Cool. Awesome. Oh, I can't wait.
Hey. How you doing, Bob? Good shit, man. Da,
da, da, da, da. We got your theme playing.
Oh, yes. Paul Press is in the room.
Please remain seated.
From the movie guys, he comes all the way from the city of Burbank.
Give him a moment.
Yes, he's getting ready.
The headphones are out.
There you go.
Oh, we're on?
We're on.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
So anyway, movies.
How was your Christmas, man?
It was great.
Cool.
Yeah, my wife surprised me with a whole bunch of really cool we've moved on to
the hooker finally?
Experience gifts. Well, I was going to say we moved on to experience gifts, but not that one.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah, we're all about like massages and cooking classes and
with a happy
stuff
ending?
Like that. Oh, wow. Okay, easy. She might be listening.
God, I hope so. Hi, Karen.
She might be inspired.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I got a birthday in 3 months, so there you go.
Hey.
Listen in. Cool. Learn something.
Now, your wife's a great lady. She's really, really neat. I saw that she's been performing an awful lot, too.
I agree with you. I love her.
good.
I married her to prove it.
Yeah.
So, she's got a big comedy show coming up in, it's going to be a monthly deal at the Viva Cantina.
Oh, nice.
In Burbank, right next to the Equestrian Center, across from Pickwick Bowl, if you know that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a comedy hour of hers.
Is that the same place that does the, every Friday or so, they, there's like this big band plays there or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there's like a big, something like that in the back.
I want to go there so bad. No.
Yeah, they got two stages there.
Brian and Jill were talking about it. Every Friday, it's all the former members of the Tonight Show band.
Nice.
Get together
and
play every afternoon. It's from like 1 to 5 or 1 to 4 or something like that. I'm like going, it's right in the middle of the fucking day and I can't go. You know? It's
that
like,
might be it. That might
but
be it.
That's, it sounds like the same place though.
I know they have that because in the back, I mean, Karen's played in the front before and you had like two mics or whatever. In the back, they had a full like 12-piece
orchestra
band.
Yeah.
So it's probably
okay, it's the same place then.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, I used to go to the Pickwick Drive-In.
Was that over there?
That was over
there. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So
drive-ins
cool.
are the best. I got to come down here if I want to go to one of those.
Yeah.
Right? Commerce? Does Commerce
I think there's one or two left now. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not up in L.A., which is a shame, but I'll go wherever they are. They're fun.
Cool, man.
But I will not see a movie the first time in a drive-in.
Why is that?
I don't know. I need the full, I mean, everything the filmmakers planned from the photography
True,
to the sound to give you the full experience, I kind of need to be enveloped in that theater.
I agree with you
there. Second time I see a movie, I'll go to the drive. Because you're goofing around, you're eating, you know, you got hookers.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Right. So,
Quaalude and a hooker, you're all set.
What's fun is when after you get inside, you leave him in the trunk an extra 10 minutes, and they get a little angry, and that makes it better.
You have been to the Pickwick Drive-In.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you have seen some movies recently and everything. And
that's true.
Got some stuff to tell us about. I can't wait.
Do.
So you're looking at The Escape Room?
That's coming up.
Okay.
January. Well, if you look at January is the dumping ground for movies, usually. We've had all the award-nominated films come out in like December,
mm-hmm.
and then by January they go into wide release, and everyone's focused on the Academy Awards and all this other stuff. Then there are these other movies that are coming out that no one's going to really care about in January. It used to be reserved for like Jason Statham movies or horror films, and sure enough, here is a horror film called Escape Room. You guys ever been to an escape room?
No.
I know what one is, though, but yeah.
I'm going to go after the show.
Are you?
No.
Well, after we talk about this,
we're in one now.
Yeah,
this is a tough room.
Well, you know, the escape room experience is you go in and you're locked in a room.
Right.
Of course you're not. But you just to figure out the way out by solving all these clues, you're given some sort of background to the room and to perhaps your characters, and you just have to use your wits to get out. of course, Escape Room, the movie, is, but it's all, like, you know, like the Three Amigos, it's all real. So they have to actually figure a way out.
I wonder if it's
going to
be
die.
As good or bad as the Panic Room with Jodie Foster, though.
Panic Room. Well, that's David Fincher.
Yeah.
That was solid. This is not.
Got it. Okay.
This is not. So
this is one we would see at a drive-in.
Yeah, if you, well, yes. Even then, I still might have to make it the second time.
Cool.
But right. It does star Deborah Ann Woll, who, if you've watched Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
Which was such a good show. She played Karen
Page. Rest in peace.
Yeah, God, it was so, right, it, brutal to kill that show.
Why would they, I'm not even going to try and logic to figure it out.
Its best season was season 3.
Yeah.
And everything that Vincent D'Onofrio did in that show, nobody chewed up and spit out words better than that guy. Anyway, I want to see everyone on that show win. And if Deborah Ann Woll now has a movie career by being in Escape Room, I welcome it because that show is just amazing.
Awesome. The Upside.
Well, there was a French film back in 2013 called Intouchable. It was about a wealthy invalid and like a streetwise guy who comes to care for him.
Uh-huh.
And they have this great relationship, and it's a really good film and made a ton of money overseas, like one of the biggest French films in Germany and the Netherlands, and it was like this international hit. So naturally America went, we want to too. So they're making it and calling it The Upside because Intouchable wouldn't really take off, I suppose, as a title in America. And now we have Bryan Cranston. Basically, someone said, hey, wouldn't French films be great if they had more Kevin Hart? So that's what we have now with this
movie. Oh.
Yeah. Cranston as the wealthy paraplegic, Kevin Hart as the young streetwise guy who needs to take care of
his
desperate for a job.
Okay, I didn't see the previews for this one, then. Okay.
The original film is great, and actually doesn't need translation. I saw it twice. Like anybody who,
well, you can read the words at the bottom.
Yeah,
right?
If you're cool, okay. If you're cool with that,
yeah.
You know, some people can't get their head around having to read a movie, but if you that one, sometimes you know movies just seem super European or super French, and you're
right.
Just like, hey. But this one was really relatable with great characters, and so if they do the same thing, which you know. Again, is unnecessary, but if they do the same thing, it should be a charming film.
It looks pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, they're obviously with Kevin Hart, from what I saw in the trailer, there's definitely have the comedy essence in there, but there was some very, very serious moments in it.
Yeah, I mean, so they'd be wise to get a nice balance going with that. And Cranston's good in everything. I mean, even Godzilla, which was
I saw that at a drive-in.
That was probably right. Yeah. That was probably the right
we're
thing.
So you're saying
when
that
I say we're done.
The Upside was.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Steve's thinking today.
There you go. That's good.
Wow. It's a thinking show for the 100th show. Replicas Glass?
Oh, Replicas? These are two movies. Replicas is a Keanu Reeves film.
I am an FBI agent.
Well, he's a scientist, which is great.
Dude.
Now, the thing about...
is this the one with the brain and the transplant of the brain or whatever? Or?
Cloning, yeah, similar.
Okay.
The plot is actually outstanding, so it really has me intrigued to see when it comes out.
Oh,
and I'm glad it's got
a scientist.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he's into cloning, he's obsessed with it, and then his family dies in a car accident. So should he clone them and bring them back to life because he's completely distraught?
Ooh, kind of a modern pet cemetery.
Yeah, exactly. He could make so this. The plot is outstanding. I think the setup is great. I want to see what happens next. And at the movie, guys, we love Keanu Reeves, love Tom Cruise, love Mel Gibson. Just love them all. I don't care. And it all started when we used to do on our old weekly show, Karen's Birthdays, where my wife would go over the celebrity birthdays of the week, and we learned all this great stuff about Keanu Reeves. Like, he, you know, his sister died of some disease, so he bought a wing of Cedars-Sinai and built it to specifically research that disease. You know, and you constantly see viral videos of him, like, being a gentleman or being a stud or being a hero or something. And it's like, he's the greatest. Yeah. And his name means cool breeze. Keanu. I mean, it's the greatest. So I'll watch anything he does. So I'm in. Replicas in. And Glass, of course. Come on, Glass. You know.
Oh,
Glass.
I can't wait for that. They're really predicting a huge box office opening for that one.
Yeah, you've seen Unbreakable.
Yes.
You've seen Split.
No.
Ooh,
see
come
it.
On now. Split is great.
Okay.
Glass is the latest movie with a character who has multiple personalities that has five letters in the title. So this is all the M. Night Shyamalan verse, which you know he started out so great, of course, with Sixth Sense and Unbreakable. And moved on to kind of become a director for hire with Last Airbender and all, and After Earth.
A lot of blunders.
Yeah, not things that really were in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, the only last one I think that I really liked of his was Signs.
That's a great one.
What a great lead performance by Mel Gibson.
Yeah,
in that movie.
That was I think the last one Joaquin I really Phoenix. Enjoyed.
Yeah, but then he kind of faltered.
Big
best thing he could do was in connect with Jason Blum from Blumhouse Productions, one of the great producers out there, who you know gives directors final cut and doesn't you know force release dates on them, and he you know he's not meddling and he keeps the budgets low. So even again, it's one of those things where if he made The Visit with Jason Blum, and if it made $30 million, it was already hit. Well, it made like 70 or 80, and it, like it's a gigantic because the thing costs like $10 million to make.
Right.
Split, same thing. So he's sticking with Jason Blum. In fact, Glass, Unbreakable was a Disney film. It was released under the Touchstone banner.
Okay.
And then Split was Universal. So he actually now is bringing both studios together to release Glass. Like, this is unheard of that the two studios are going to work together. But they all want this to be a thing. We all want M. Night Shyamalan back. So now we have the characters of Mr. Glass and David Dunn from Unbreakable meeting up with Kevin, the Beast from Split. And no doubt, I think Mr. Glass is going to try and manipulate the Beast and,
and come miracle. Back again.
Oh it God. Is a Festivus miracle in January. Wow. So that movie, I'm so excited.
Nice.
About.
Well, Samuel Jackson and Bruce Willis, how can you go wrong?
Yeah.
It's time for a road movie.
Not
right?
It's not the first time they've worked together, too. First movie they did together was the third Die Hard movie.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction before that.
Oh, that's I forgot about
so,
that.
I mean, these guys have a long history. They're great.
And now this one really seems interesting to me, and I'm debating whether I want to go see it or not, but The Kid Who Would Be King.
Yes, from the guy who made Attack the Block. This is the story of a young kid who finds Excalibur, and he pulls it out of the stone, and it's as if like the Arthurian legend never happened until now, modern day.
Right.
So he then has to actually deal with the fact that Morgana is a thing, played by Rebecca Ferguson, that she's going to come and he has to vanquish her. So Merlin shows up, played by Patrick Stewart, which Patrick Stewart is Merlin. Sign me up. You know, this movie just looks like a ton of fun, and I think that's what they're how they're selling it, and wisely so.
So now you also saw some movies that just came out.
Oh, Tis the Season.
Recently and everything. So
shall I break Zach's heart? I mean, the first time I was on here, he was like, "I love Star Is Born." I went,
so "No, but you know what? You know, I saw it again. I see your point now."
Oh, okay, yeah.
I get what you were talking about now.
It's lovable, but not by me.
Yeah.
And people love Aquaman.
I really did.
What did you think of it?
Man, this DC, I want them to come in with confidence. Like their movies are all over the place and have. They're all super blustery. Like, they really, really want you to like them. And I think they miss a lot of things. First of all, they got a new director, which is a wise move.
Yeah.
Patty Jenkins did one of the best DC movies when it got out of the Zack Snyderverse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we have James Wan, who directed Saw and the Conjuring movies, which are fantastic. But still, the movie starts out where you're like, have you seen a superhero movie? Because Aquaman enters with the superhero landing. And I just was like, have you not seen Deadpool? I literally stood up in the theater like, oh, superhero landing. Outstanding.
I never thought about that.
And so then he superhero landings on top of a submarine, pops open the top of the submarine to
British
go inside, and he
aboard.
Does another superhero landing. I'm like, really? Now, that doesn't derail a whole movie. It just makes me go, have you not seen superhero movies? And then, but unfortunately, that pattern continued. A lot. Like, there's an 80s montage where Black Manta is building his suit.
Was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, the best in the dome. And I'm like, is this really happening? Are we in Karate Kid right now? And the actor who played Black Manta, I was not a big fan. Now, that being said, the guy mugged all over the place. They take you places you've never been. They show you things you've never seen before, and they do it really impressively. There's a battle sequence at the end that is super impressive before Aquaman brings a giant creature up and kills hundreds of Atlanteans. But he's going to rule. Hey, I'm going to rule you, but first I'm going to kill you about 1,000 of you. but it's super impressive, like the end battle scene in Ready Player One. They reminded me of
CGI
run amok. But like, as far as we can now create anything we think of in a movie, it was impressive.
One thing that I actually did like about it is they didn't, going back to Black Manta, in the comic books, that's actually like Aquaman's like arch enemy. And they didn't really focus a whole lot on that character for holding a bad guy. You know, they really made the brother the bad guy, which I thought was smart. Because you look at that Black Manta character and all, it's cool to put in for a little bit, but to hold its own as a villain, it probably wouldn't have translated well. I'm glad they went with it.
Yeah, but
they started the origin for.
Yeah, I think they're promising
the
more, and again,
and he could still, yeah, he could come back possibly, but yeah. Wait, he kind of went down.
Oh, he definitely harsh. Will because I think the way the at the end credits, you know, little vignette or whatever at the end or whatever was saying man. That. Yeah,
I like Jason Momoa. I think he's great. I don't know why he was dumb every once in a while. Like they for a joke, like he Aquaman wouldn't understand
couple
something.
Couple of redheads,
and you're like, hey, but. Why don't you? I like as an audience member, I understand this, and he didn't just to like make a joke.
Yeah,
those sort of inconsistencies just drive me nuts. Whereas it seems Marvel puts out a movie, and they just play it smart, and they play it, you know, with pedigree that DC is still working towards.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
There's your superhero.
Yeah,
movie for
that's
holidays.
I still haven't seen that yet. I'm dying okay. to.
It's Phil Lord, who. Co-created the Lego movie uh-huh. with Christopher Miller, and the two of those guys are gold. And Phil Lord wrote the story, co-wrote the script, and produced this. So if you like a Lego movie, that
really?
Look and feel and energy and pace and just a huge melting pot of pop culture references
nice.
And bits and comedy and action and, of course, everything they've wanted to do in a live-action Spider-Man. Now, with animated, you could just do anything. All the craziest action sequences you've wanted to do, done. And so it's all in this movie. It's
very
excellent.
Cool.
It's the animated movie of the year. And, yeah, just... And it's got heart, too.
Well, the last two I want to hit with you, I don't... Because I'm not too familiar with these films, but Stan and Ollie?
Yeah, the story of
is that...
Laurel and Hardy.
Oh! Yeah.
And it's Steve Coogan, and as Oliver Hardy, John C. Reilly, they beefed him up and gave him great
really?
Makeup, and he yeah. looks great. And they're both great. And it's a heartwarming story with lots of comedy. And I don't think they were the funniest duo. Like, if I wanted to laugh, I'd Buster Keaton or Abbott Costello, probably.
Well, I was going to say, I think they were the precursor to Abbott Costello. But,
yeah.
But I think for
that's
that
true.
Time period, you know, you're talking with the 20s and 30s.
Yeah,
30s
yeah.
Well, so. they were more heart than comedy.
Yeah.
If you really watch their stuff, there's an angst to their relationship. That
you've just described the movie as well. This covers one area of their career when Hal Roach was kind of saying, hey, you know, you should go off on your own. So they were dealing with internal struggle about how to continue together or should I do this other project? And so they were at their peak, and we see kind of where they go from there.
Oh wow!
And so
sounds cool.
With that,
yeah.
It's sad and it's smart. And
yeah, because when I saw that title, I'm going, I hope that's what it is. What I'm thinking about. So, and now I know that it is. I definitely want to go see it then.
Yeah.
And check it out. And this last one was interesting. On the Basis of Sex.
Yeah, that's the movie about young Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And so.
Steve just woke up.
I remember her.
Yeah.
She was something back then. She was wild. She's still wild.
Yeah.
See how she was sick in her cancer bed and voted anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. What a woman.
Welcome back.
I'm glad we're ending on this one then.
No, she had a when she was first coming onto the scene as a young lawyer and moving into, you know, before she was a Supreme Court judge.
Uh-huh.
She was one of the first to fight against discrimination on the basis of sex.
Nice.
So sadly, the title's probably not what you were thinking of for the drive-in. But it's Felicity Jones
as young
Ruth. And that's really good. Armie Hammer's in it. It's solid drama.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think... like it. I don't know. There wasn't quite a huge... finale, like what everything it led up to wasn't like amazing, but it was again a nice solid end of year drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's good,
but very much a docudrama though, kind of a thing.
Yeah, no, it's a movie drama. Like
okay.
it's you know it's melodramatic here and there, and but it's solid.
Nice.
Is it like supposedly a true story or just based on her life?
It's, I mean, it's an actual. It was an actual case that she.
She worked
was,
on.
So
worked
it was on, yeah. something that she actually did do.
Yes.
They,
okay. Oh, and she found, you know, she found herself up against total Mad Men era sexism.
Oh, yeah.
And so then she rose up to fight against it. And now is put a career together of doing that. So you see where this all started, which is
nice. Which very is cool. Yeah. Very cool. Paul Preston, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate you stepping by, coming in, and celebrating our 100th show for us.
Hey, they keep making movies, so I'll keep coming talking.
And if you want to see him and his other interviews, please go to his website on YouTube, which is The Movie Guys, and look him up there at movieguys.com.
.net,
sorry.
Oh, man, you know how it is. The guy's been sitting on .com for like 10 years and doing nothing with it.
And if you can't find it there, just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, and look for the Movie Guys logo and click on it, and it'll take you straight to their YouTube page.
Yeah, real quick, we have an interview on there with John Ottman, the editor and composer for Bohemian Rhapsody, which is also going to get a lot of awards consideration, so we talked to him all about that.
Very cool. Well, I want to watch that interview then.
Absolutely. He's cool. Great. Total, you know, youthful, young, smart, fun guy to talk to.
Awesome.
Yeah, not a snoop.
Well, Paul, if you want to stay in the room, you're more than welcome to, or if you want to head back downstairs, totally up to you.
I may go in and out.
You may not know when I show up.
Yeah,
that's fine. Exactly. Yeah, it's fine. Can we get, is Barry and Amy here?
Yep, they are.
Barry and Amy? Yeah, go ahead. Let's get them in the room.
That was a lot of fun.
Paul's like, I'll go get a beer.
Hey, there is. There's a bar set up.
There's a bar downstairs, dude. There's a bar downstairs. Enjoy.
Right. I already have a frosty beverage, and I'm just finishing now, actually.
What'd you get?
A little Cuba Libre.
Oh, Cuba Libre?
Cuba Libre.
Labra?
Cuba Labra.
The Libre Labra?
Cuba. Rum and Coke. How's that?
But it was without the line.
Why didn't you just tell me it was rum and Coke? What's that from? Movie.
Oh, God, now you're putting me... Paul, come back!
Oh, it's from Cocktail.
Oh, that's right.
Tom Cruise.
Bitch, I can scare you again.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey!
Steve.
Amy!
Hey!
How is it?
Hey, how you doing? Hi. Happy holidays. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, I don't know. I could have used Amy the last 2 weeks.
Well...
You know, somebody might take that the wrong way there, Steve.
I was on my back most of the time.
Paul forgot something.
Oh, did you bring me another rum and Coke there?
Bartender?
Bartender, please.
If you wouldn't mind.
Oh.
Happy holidays. Ho,
happy
ho, ho.
Happy holidays.
Congratulations on 100 episodes.
Thank you.
By the way, I had 400 on the Craig Berry Experience.
Oh,
but,
well, let's see. Where does that put you on the list? where's the list go?
Well, how many years were you on, though?
Eight.
8 years. Yes. Well, there you go.
Yeah. 8 years. Well, that would put you somewhere between Gunsmoke and The Simpsons.
Yes. you know, maybe it's about my intelligence, Gunsmoke or The Simpsons.
There you go.
Yeah.
So how you guys been?
Very well,
awesome.
Very well.
Awesome.
We're so excited for you for 100 episodes for you guys. It's awesome. You guys rock. And
we do, don't we?
Could, pass that over to the bartender for me, please.
Bartender? Hey,
and make it a double.
See, wow, this is awesome. You get beautiful women serving you.
Well, yeah,
that's the only reason
I know how to pick
them.
That's right.
What are you complaining about? You have a beautiful woman serving you 24/7.
You don't.
What's her name?
Amy.
What's her name?
It's Amy.
Oh, okay, that's it.
So, what have you guys been up to so far? Because I know every once in a while you do your show on more or less on Facebook, though.
Yeah. What I'm going to do in 2019, I'm going to actually do a Facebook Live. Eventually, I'll get the money to have a studio.
Okay.
Once I win the lottery, and then I'll hook up Your Weekly Dose to that studio, so you have it every single week on every platform.
Cool.
And you know, once I win the lottery,
syndication.
That's right, syndication, and you know, we wouldn't charge you anything. All right.
Cool.
Yeah, Steve, you comfortable?
If Barry wins the lottery, I'll win the lottery.
That's very true.
Sean, I said I wouldn't charge you anything.
Right.
Right.
Everybody else, different. Yeah.
I am Jewish after all.
I know that.
Oy. And so, you know, I figure right after football season, I'll have more time to do a little more than 10 minutes on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I sell solar and, you know, I've been pimping and, you know, pimping isn't easy.
Does that lucrative or is it just a big headache?
Well, it's okay. It's just that my clients are all 90 years old and have no teeth. Oh,
yeah,
so.
But see, that piggybacks onto what I do for a living. Right. So this is, we've got it worked out well.
Sort of a 2-for-1 deal. Yeah, she takes care of
it. Yeah, exactly. Because that's one of my entrepreneurial endeavors is I have a caregiving agency for seniors. Mm-hmm. You see,
what's
so,
it called? Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's I Care for Your Loved One, Compassionate Senior Services.
I just love it. He just comes in, takes over the show, whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, it's really funny too because now that he's selling solar, he goes door to door and he talks to people in their homes. So if he finds a senior that
needs help.
He gives them my card. So well, they may not end up buying solar, but they end up...
But he could always kick him in the shin and go, you need help,
No, that we only do that when we go to, like, Mimi's Cafe.
Oh.
No. What I do, I trip them. I trip them when they come out. Uh-huh. And then Amy walks behind me about 500 yards and hands him a card. So, yeah.
That's the way to do it, man.
And then where the... blue lipstick comes in. My newest endeavor is that I'm a consultant for an awesome online makeup company. Can I mention their name?
Yeah,
too?
Go for it. Absolutely.
It's called Unique. Uh-huh. Unique with a Y, not a U. And
how
I saw a post about that.
Yeah.
You made a post. You made a funny.
Yeah.
Thing with the unique. I am now unique or something.
I am now unique. Exactly.
If it's well, with a Y, wouldn't it be Winique?
No, it's Y-O-U. Oh.
That's like Y-Rika?
Yeah. Yeah. And
Lowbrow, this side of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I class up the joint. What can I tell you?
Absolutely.
Well, I have been sick lately, so that's.
You got to make up for it, yeah.
Well, now your physical matches your mental, so you're in good shape.
Exactly. Oh, I'm evened out. All right. I like that.
Steve, I still have time available when you need my services, so.
Okay.
I think he needs it now.
Except I can never remember.
Now's actually a good time to book me because I'm with the new year coming, all my new schedules are happening. So.
And the rates go up. So
do you accept food stamps?
Sure.
The funny thing is, he's serious.
I know.
What have you been up to?
I've been basically just doing the show. I mean, this past summer I got to go out. Didn't do as many house concerts this year as I wanted to. This past summer, but it was so fun. Got to do them on the weekends, but the show's just been going strong for us and everything.
It's great. Listen every week.
And of course, we were very blessed to get Brian Phelps on the show, and that was also thanks to our producer Zach, who was able to pull that through. Yeah, absolutely. So, we got to do some remotes this year too, which was kind of nice. We got to go out on the beach and that was so much fun. With Swampy.
Yeah,
and,
it was great.
And then we got to do the Orange County Fair.
Yes,
of course,
you guys were there for that. That was awesome.
Yep.
So that was fun to do. So I think this year we're going to try and do more remotes and everything, come the new year, get more guests in also.
What would be really cool is I have my father owns a winery out in Paso Robles, and they have... musical acts and things come
time.
Up. So if we could seriously do, you could do a remote from the winery.
Yeah.
We could set that up.
Steve's like, I'm in. I can get drunk. Cool.
Yep.
Oh, Steve will drink all
somebody
the time.
Say
oh,
wine?
It's so yeah. Oh no, it's so awesome having family that owns a winery. I get all my wine for free. I love it.
What's not to love about it?
The DUIs.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
But see, the thing is, you go up there. Because, Paso Robles, at least from where we live, is about a 4-hour drive.
It's so cool the way her brother does it. It's unbelievable. He took us through the whole process and the barrels.
It really is a cool process. And it's I think what's neat about it, too, is that the wineries that were that stick together, basically they all help each other out. It's amazing because they're all going through the same thing. So somebody needs this or that or a tool for this or tool for, hey, I heard you need something or whatever, and they go over and they help each other out.
Right.
And not only that,
cool.
But before, not all the wineries grow their own grapes either. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll buy the grapes from a they'll buy the grapes from another winery, and then you know, do the processing. Although my family has their own vineyard, and as well as, you know, as well as all the processing and everything, but a lot, yeah, but that's, it's true though. You know, people in wine are, they are like a big family, and they do help each other out, and, you know, whatever. And what makes my family's winery unique, with a U, is that they, because it's called Sculptira, and the reason why is that they also have a beautiful sculpture garden.
Oh, cool!
And all of the sculptures are done, and they have a beautiful wrought iron gate with like grapes on it. It's, I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Nice.
And they have a local. They have both the guy that does all the brass work is a local artist in Paso. Plus, in their tasting room, they sell art from all local wine, local artists as well. So it's, you know,
so it's very community based.
Really, yeah, very community based, very family like, very, you know, I mean, it's great. It's awesome.
What was the winery? It's called
Sculptira.
Sculptira. Right.
Yeah.
It's on Lanay Road.
Can we get their wines like, I don't mean to knock it down, but like at BevMo or anything like that? Or?
Unfortunately, they're not local
enough.
Okay. But they do in the Paso and San Luis Obispo area. Mm-hmm. They're actually in the Costco.
Oh, wow.
Which is really cool. And then they also are, every year they enter several wines at the Orange County Fair, and they've won. I mean, they have gold medal, silver medal wines that are at the that are sampled at the Orange County Fair as well.
Even though they're not from Orange County,
they're allowed to. Yeah, they're
interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, is there a website that we can go to? Probably.
Yeah, Sculptira.com.
Sculptira.com. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. I definitely want to check it
out.
And
they do have a wine club as well, so you know you can join their wine club. And I think it's two bottles of the new wines that are coming out every month. So that's another thing too.
Very cool. Yeah.
They got a 4.8.
Cool. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, yeah. Their wines are unbelievable.
Nice.
Yeah,
very cool.
And
what for you guys, how would you sum up our show and what it's about, and any favorite past moments for you guys?
I think it's one of the funniest shows on the internet, number one.
Wow, thank you. Here's that $5.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, five. That should have been 50.
You're right. No, it's very funny.
I'm doing payments on it.
Yeah, that's fine. You can pay in pennies. So okay. That works.
Don't think we won't.
Yeah. I take a penny a week, so that's okay.
Oh, cool.
No, I've heard a lot of the shows on the internet, a lot of the podcasts. People try to be funny, and they're not. You guys, it comes natural, and it's very much like the Mark and Brian show, where I thought that show was brilliantly produced.
Oh, absolutely.
And this show is brilliantly produced. There you go, Zach.
Oh, I thought you were going to say adequately.
No. It's done very well. And people, I have friends who listen to it all over the country. And
oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, and they love it.
Nice.
My friend David in Massachusetts used to, when my show was on from 10 to 11 during the first hour, he would switch over from my show and listen to you guys.
Oh, listen to us?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Bastard. But one of my favorite past moments on the show, I think the first time we came on the show. And I don't think any of us have ever laughed that hard in our lives. It was great.
It was fun. Yeah, we try to keep it fun. Well, we want to share a past moment with you guys right now, and this is going to take us back to the beginning. And so this is when V was on the show.
Oh, sure.
And
this the one we did on his show before we did
it? I don't remember if we did this one on his.
We might have.
Maybe. We might have, yeah. This is our first pocket-sized cinema that we did, which I think was The Birds and the Bees.
Yeah.
So was
remember,
that
we took V over and we did it as a test.
Yeah. On his show first.
On his show. Yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and replay that. So here's our first pocket
size
cinema.
I'm going to bring you some class, some culture, simply called
pocket size. You're laughing already.
Are you serious?
Did you give me
pocket size cinema?
Print out of the script cut out.
She's looking at a piece of paper. I'm looking at my phone.
First we teach him to tweet, and now we can't get him off his phone. What is happening?
I gave you the script. Did you get the script?
What?
You got it?
I.
It's not here? It's not in your yellow sheets?
It may be.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
He gave me a bunch of papers, you know, in our production meeting.
There were a bunch of papers, Steve.
And one of them may have been a script, which... would
You're
make this
a
thing a lot
actor.
More classy if
and a lot more culture.
No, I do not did not have a script.
Do you want
but
to switch?
I have it on my phone.
You got it on your phone.
So
okay.
You got
so
it?
I
okay.
got it on your phone. Okay.
I think this will work out.
Okay. All right. So,
going great.
So let's try this one more time, everybody.
Okay.
Culture.
Take two.
Pocket size. Cinema. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. You okay over there? Why don't you get undressed and it might make you feel better. Relax a little. We open when a young girl is discussing the birds and the bees with a group of kids in the neighborhood. They all discuss what their parents have told them and where babies come from. After the neighborhood children's discussion, the daughter runs home to find out the truth from her mother. So let's pick up the action here, shall we? As we listen to the birds and the bees.
Mommy? Mrs. Johnson just had a new baby, and Bobby told me that they grew it in the garden until it was ready. Then Mary got all mad at him and said that babies are actually brought by a big bird called a stork. And I asked, how does a stork get it? And Jimmy laughed at me and called me stupid face, and I started crying and said, you're the stupid face, and ran home.
Oh, sweetheart, you shouldn't listen to the other children because, well, they don't really know the truth.
Well, what is the truth, Mom? How do you make a baby?
Okay, sweetheart, I think maybe it's time you knew the truth. When a man and a woman want to get a baby, the man puts his penis into the woman's vagina and shoots his semen into her, and that's how you get a baby.
Oh, that's, wow. I guess I understand. But now, I do have another question for you, Mommy.
What is it, Pumpkin?
Well, the other night, I passed by your bedroom and saw that you had Daddy's penis in your mouth. What do you get from that?
Jewelry, sweetheart. Jewelry.
God, she's crying. And that will wrap up another edition of Pocket Size Cinema. We thank you for joining us. This is Brinton Pa-pa-poo-pa-pa saying, every kiss begins with a K and ends with... Thank you.
think Diane put it best when she said that Steve sounds like the grandma from Little Red Riding Hood.
All the better to
what a big dick you have.
Oh, those were the days.
So what kind of jewelry did you get, Steve?
So there we go, guys. Our first pocket-sized cinema.
Steve, and you haven't changed in 100 shows.
Everybody.
Oh, no.
The hair's a little shorter.
But do you remember now?
Oh, yeah, it was on my show. That's awesome.
It was like the week before or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That was awesome. That was really funny. Hey, so I was wondering if I can do something for you guys.
Okay.
I don't know if you...
This time, keep your clothes on, though.
Shit.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if you have music or not, but... I want to do Kermit the Frog singing a song from this group right here, Def Leppard.
Which song would you like to sing?
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Okay. In that case, why don't we see if we can find a karaoke version of that then on YouTube.
Sorry to do that spur of the moment.
Okay. We love being thrown curves here. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That's right.
I think
somebody
I got one.
Comes up with a stupid idea and we go, yeah!
Well, that's why your show's the funniest show on the internet.
There you go. We aim to please.
I try to aim.
And now it would please me if I could get it. I got to pee again.
Oh, my God. Really, Steve?
Damn prostate.
Jesus.
Here.
Yeah,
let me get
it has nothing to do with the rum and coke.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody talk.
Well, Steve, stop.
You're rustling
your
enough.
Thumbs off.
Oh, good God.
I wanted to listen.
Otherwise, we go,
knock him out.
Wow. Proving once again how much Steve really needs my services.
That's it.
Boy.
Well, so if I have to go, I think I probably should just request an empty water bottle.
Yeah, pretty much.
This moment. I think I got it for you if you're ready.
Okay.
All right. Wait, give me a second. Give me a second. I need to put the filter back on the microphone.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
What are you doing here in the dark?
Stop.
Good, right. Zach. This could be really weird.
Walk this way. Hey, hey.
Wow, he's got the moves and everything.
Living like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp. Demolition woman, man, be your frog. Zach's dying, man. I can't even do it. Look, I'm looking at Zach. Zach's friggin' red as hell right now.
I'm Kermit Jr., I'll help.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, right. Sometime, anytime, sugar, me, sweet, little, miss, innocent, sugar, me, yeah, yeah, hey, come on. Your turn, daddy.
Take the bottle.
That's it.
We'll break it up.
Okay.
Break the bottle.
Go, daddy.
Shake it up. Pour some sweet and sour sauce on me.
Oh, yummy.
On Piggy. Yum.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
you mean this mom?
This is the bizarre shit that we go through.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm hot, sticky, sweet. From my head to my feet, yeah.
Do you take sugar?
1142. That's what mom said.
Well, so what's it like being half pig, half frog?
It's pretty bad. I want to commit suicide every day because it hurts.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Wow. Everybody's doing a round robin of... Oh, now here comes Steve. You got to find your own spot now, buddy.
Are we still singing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to put you near the door so that way just in case.
Just scoot right next to Dad there.
Oh, the... Do you take sugar? Yeah. Yay. Yay. Right, so I had to do that. You know, you guys are...
Oh, I'll be back.
So if he does Kermit the Frog, does that make me Miss Piggy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
Just checking.
No.
Good answer.
Mrs.
No.
Mrs. Piggy.
I don't like sleeping on the couch.
Actually, one year for Halloween,
He was Kermit and I was Miss Piggy. It was great. It was fun.
You okay over there, Steve?
No.
I was going to sit in. I was going to sit in for Steve. Okay. I realized I'm not drunk enough.
Here, I'll... I'm filling Steve.
I'm telling you, Steve, you keep proving how much you need my services.
Here's a seat for you.
Okay. Hey. Oh, yeah. You know, when you reach my age, you go into pee, you start singing Beach Boy songs like, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go.
I'm not the only one who sings to his penis when he has to pee.
Exactly.
Well, you know, speaking of penises.
Cockyoki.
There is just too much testosterone in this room. I need some more estrogen.
It's all behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
In the room behind you.
So, speaking of penises,
wow.
We need to do a
that's a segue.
Another past moment because Steve wrote, this is one of the first
Wait,
bits.
We're not doing more Muppets?
Not yet.
We didn't even get to Fozzie.
Hey, Fozzie, didn't see you there.
Okay, there. Oh, good. By the way, Paul, could you hand me that red glass?
Of course, that's why I'm here.
Thank you, sir.
If you want to finish the Coke, you can.
It's like a radio orgy in here.
It is, pretty much.
That's not Coke, that's Shasta. Let's be honest about the party you're throwing.
Hey, we're cheap.
I'm ready.
But now, this next segment is something that's one of the first bits that Steve wrote. Basically, and it was the week after we found out that Adam West passed away, because we were actually on the air when we heard the news break that Saturday. And so Steve wrote this bit out or whatever, we played it the following Saturday. So here you go. Here is our tribute to Adam West.
Well, we have our own tribute to Adam West, don't we now?
Yes, we do.
Let's see.
Yeah, with my voice, this ought to be interesting.
Yeah. Let's see how well we do this. And PJ's going to have a hell of a time.
Yeah, thanks.
You got this. You're such a badass. It's like nothing.
That's right. Yeah. So we're going to have to change the channel, I think, here.
Okay.
CBS News.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
You think Gotham City is a peaceful city? Ho, ho, ho! Put your gum under your seats, hold your breath, and get ready to cheer Batman and hiss his diabolical enemies. Hissable enemy number one is now about to strike.
So, what do you think, Robin? I'm putting the finishing touches on our new device. I call it the Bat-Fan.
Well, what does it exactly do, Batman?
It renders even our most fiendish enemies into the Emperor's new clothes.
So it just blows their clothes completely off?
Precisely, old chum. I figure no villain in the world will be able to carry out any dastardly deeds naked.
Holy fun bags, Batman. I sure hope Catwoman is up to something we can try it on her.
You read my mind, boy wonder.
Look, Batman, it's the bat signal, but it sounds like the phone.
Indeed, it is the bat signal. Our services to the great city is needed.
Holy changing colors, Batman. It's red. What on earth does that mean?
Robin, prepare for battle. It means the Batcave is about to be compromised. Get ready for a sneak attack.
Riddle me this, dynamic duo. What's loud and useless, crumbling before your eyes?
Sean. Oh, sorry, that wasn't in the script. Okay, sorry.
Oh, my God. Wow. Jab.
Well, shall we go back to the script now?
Batman. Okay.
Sean, why don't you try that again?
Hold on, wait, we'll take it back.
This scene.
Don't give her another chance to put that in there again.
Shit. Riddle me this, dynamic duo. What's loud, useless, and crumbling before your eyes?
You fiendish questioner. How dare you talk about our new commander-in-chief that way?
No, not him, you dynamic dud. It's your door.
Robin, there's no time to waste. To the Bat-Fan. Robin, turn the Bat-Fan on.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell? Where are my clothes?
Work to my exact calculations.
If you boys really think this adolescent trick could possibly stop me, then riddle me this. What's dull, pink, flaccid, and about to be in your face?
Not a word, PJ.
Robin, I believe he's referring to our new commander-in-chief again. You scoundrel!
Holy obstruction of justice, Batman. You could be right.
No, you cape corporate sponsor magnet. It's me!
Quick, Robin, hit reverse on the Bat-Fan.
Oh, wait a minute. It's sucking me towards the fan. Shut it off. Shut it off. Shut. No.
go back to the Bat-Fan breakdown. Take four.
Well, it says fan starts again, not fan breakdown, so I'm just following the script.
Oh, holy, this scene hurts.
Any more ad-libbing?
I don't know.
Okay. Holy twisted gonads, Batman.
I think
the Riddler's balls are caught in the fan.
I hurt you, Batman.
I'm glad you're talking to yourself.
Lie. Hey, wait, Adam West did that in the Batman TV show,
yes,
so it's
he did.
All good.
It's all good.
All good.
Oh, my God.
Okay, why don't you take Robin's lines?
That would be nice. Holy twisted gonads, Batman. The Riddler's balls are caught in the fan.
Even though he's one of our most fiendish foes, we must save his gonads, Robin. Every man, good or evil, deserves to have proper working gonads. Let's get to work.
Oh, not that way. No, not that way.
Sorry, Riddler. Well, it seems to be twisted around. Well, maybe this way.
Oh, too far. Too far.
Well, maybe the other one is under. Well, okay, maybe over the other way. Robin. Oh, I think we're almost there. In all my days in fighting crime, nothing has prepared me for this. Well, I can't look.
Rhythm me this, King Crusader. Holy. Hey, which one of us is in need of a urinologist?
Well, my misguided lovelies. What schoolyard and shenanigans are you boys up to? Oh, my God, Riddler, is that your...
Catwoman! To the Bat Fan!
How convenient.
Holy penthouse pet, Batman!
Nice!
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Well...
Yeah. That was probably the best thing we've ever done.
That was wow. That was a good rehearsal. That was a great rehearsal. Now, should we try running it through now?
Yeah,
right. Are we on the air? Hello? Hello, Chick one.
Still on you?
I guess I forgot to add PJ's lines into the script right. When I wrote that.
Right.
She didn't, obviously. She said I'm right on cue.
Yeah, she did.
Beautiful.
She said, wah.
I'm the real Riddler.
So, Paul, what's your review on that episode?
I was going to say, before we do anything, I got to run to the bathroom real quick. While that was going on, it was
That's
like
awesome.
A night at the opera in this small studio. People stumbling in and out, to make way. My biggest question is, I don't see how the sausage is made on a piece like that. I just hear it now. Was it live? So it was clearly live, or did you screw up and then just leave all the
No, that was all
live.
Done live.
We did that live.
Zach, well done on all the effects, man.
Thank you. Even though I wasn't there.
The
yeah, that was, actually, that was our first producer.
Oh, was it really? Oh, Zach, I retract everything I said.
That's okay. Mayor West approves.
Because I know there were screw-ups, and the screw-ups were funny. But, man, it flowed nice.
We still have many shows to do. Don't worry.
And obviously, huge respect for Adam West was clearly on display.
Yes, of course.
One thing we definitely want to do on this 100th show is thank all the guests that we've had on so far. And we've had some really great guests and been blessed with some of the people that we've had on.
And you also had Amy and me. You also had Amy
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
You had great guests.
Want to talk to the mic first? Or?
No.
Okay. So we can hear you? No, no talking to the mic. No.
No.
Nice. But no, we definitely had you guys, of course. Paul is now a wonderful addition to the show once a month.
Please. Thank you so much.
Giving us the movie reviews. But we've had Craig Shoemaker on the show. He's been on a couple of times, actually.
The love master.
Yeah,
master.
Been in this room. Master. Sat in that seat where Amy's sitting at now. Looking at us going.
Did you talk to him about the Magic Hour?
No.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, he's co-hosted that.
With Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson show. That's all I would talk about.
Yeah.
I can still feel the vibes.
He's performing tonight over in Huntington Beach.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The first thing he probably says on a show like this is, I don't want to talk about the Magic Hour, but man, it's like all I would want.
Yeah, but we've had Tracy Newman on, who's a wonderful Emmy Award-winning writer. Ken Hudson Campbell, actor, singer-songwriter Stephen McClintock, and his partner Dave Fortuna. Hadley Bell Miller, she is the one who did the voice for Lucy on the Peanuts films. And of course, we had bassist Chip Zanuff. On the show also.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know Chip?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know of him. Okay. I met him once up at City Walk.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's great.
Yeah, Chip's an old buddy of mine, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we've had him on. Johnny LaQuasto, a comedian also, who's opened up for Craig Shoemaker. Stacey Lane Wilson, who's still working on her dad's film about the Ventures.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still working
on
that.
And unfortunately just lost her mother.
She did. That's right. She did lose her mom just recently. I think it was a couple of days before Christmas? I think it was
just before Christmas.
Yeah. So I sent her an email on that. So, of course, we had the Young Americans on. Keith Dion, who did the...
he was a funny dude. I loved him.
Yeah, Keith was great. And if you guys are not familiar with Keith, Keith is the one who did the Gene Wilder impression on Mark and Brian. Of course, we've had Kat Ellis and Tom Plant on a couple of times, too. The wonderful, the great Mark Thompson, who we pay homage to.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually on our anniversary show. Tina Anderson, and of course, Dan Povenmire and Jeff Swampy Marsh. Of course, Swampy's been on a couple of times and become a really good friend of the program. And of course, I think one of our personal favorites, too, is Christian James Hand.
Oh, my God, he is amazing.
He's been in the room a couple of times as well. We got to get Christian in.
Yeah, we'll get him in again.
So he says hello to us and wishes us a wonderful success on the 100th show because he's back east right now with his folks.
Oh.
He's in New York now. And then we've also had the great Chuck Moshantz on the show, which was great.
That was fun.
Yeah. Singer-songwriter Ken Brown, and then comedic actor and voiceover actor Eric Harthen on. We've had Jim Sears on the show, who's a friend of the program as well. He was on CBS's The Doctors.
And he's an amazing guy. Talking in real life, I mean, good Lord, the things he does, he's like physically fit. He does all of these things. He's mountain climbing and surfing and just all kinds of stuff.
He's going to be in Long Beach today doing a boat race, too.
Oh, wow.
Good. Yeah. Is he the guy that was the older doctor on the show?
No, he's the younger one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's actually a pediatrician.
Yeah, he's actually a pediatrician.
Oh, okay.
His family owns a pediatrician clinic. Down in, I guess, Laguna area.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
All these doctors, Dr. Just Phil, Dr. Oz, the doctor. I want to see him start a
Dr.
show
Strange.
Like, you know, it's, I want to see him start a show like, you know, it's tough to lose a patient. And then, like, they have, like,
that's a great idea.
Blood on their scrubs. But anyway, I'm with the show, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be funny, though.
Oh. I have a bit. I already have a bit. I got to write it. I already want to write a bit.
And, of course, we've had Marty Ross on the show from the New Monkees and Grace Richardson and George Hager, who are doing their not only their jams and jellies with wine in them.
Oh, my God. It's such good jelly.
Oh, so good.
I saw my champagne one.
And of course, we also had Brian Phelps on the show, too, as well, which is really good.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to be bringing some of those people back as well. And, of course, coming up next year, we've already been talking to them. Brian's going to be in the room. But we're also going to have Cress Williams, who's a buddy of mine, who is starring in the new CW superhero show called Black Lightning. Jill Whelan will be in the room. Gina
Vicky from the Love Boat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jill Whelan.
The Love Boat.
Yeah. So she'll be in the room.
And just a shout out to Mark Thompson, who was on Black Lightning.
Yes, he was.
That was a really good scene, too. He played this old redneck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't Jill Whelan coming out with a show, or has she come out with a show about her life?
Yeah, she's if you've been watching on Facebook, she's coming out. She just came out with a what they call a sizzle reel to kind of help sell the show. So right now she's trying to sell it and hoping that some network or other production company, I guess, picks it up basically so that she can get it on the air. And if you haven't seen it yet, definitely look for it. And Brian Phelps plays her ex-husband
in
it as well, too. And it was directed by Ted Lang, who
Isaac.
Who played Isaac in Love Boat, yeah. So he
the bartender.
Uh-huh.
He's my favorite.
Nice hat, Steve.
Hey.
Will you have Lauren Tews on the show?
Lauren, you know, it's funny. I know her parents, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because her parents live in, they used to live in Whittier. And used to belong in the same, I think it was the Lions or the Moose Lodge, whatever, up in Whittier. So, yeah, but
he
Lauren
hasn't
Tweeves.
Seen them for a while.
No way.
Oh, I got that. That's cool. That was cool.
You know, it's been a while since we had some cool whip.
While. Cool. And some wheatin.
Get a Love Boat panel. Get Fred Grandy in here, the whole gang.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
A reunion. That'd be cool.
Yeah. So we're looking forward for next year in get some of the same people in, some new guests on. We're going to be trying to get Gabriel Iglesias in here as well.
Oh, Fluffy's great.
Yeah. We want to try and get Terry Polo in as well. So, and then do some more remote stuff, too. So we're talking to the people at the Aquarium of the Pacific. Go back to the OC Fair so we can get into the LA Fair. Maybe the Santa Ana Zoo and stuff. So
and we'll
Sculptura
try to get you.
Winery.
We'll try to get you booked up in Sculptura.
Oh, we forgot an older Latino singer there.
Oh yes, the great Trini Lopez.
Trini Lopez.
Trini Lopez.
Yes,
he was on
and
our
Mark
show.
Bonilla too. We don't want to. We don't forget Mark Bonilla, who's another great Latino guitar player.
We.
So do you have a dream guest that you'd like to have on your show?
Richie Sambora.
Okay. Would you talk to him about Heather Locklear?
No.
Okay.
Would you talk to him about the Magic Hour?
What is
we
this?
Might, we
what
can
is
ha-
this
we
magic
can have
hour?
The Love Master call in while he's on.
You never saw the Magic Hour?
Oh no.
Look it up on YouTube.
It sucked.
You were busy that weekend?
It is.
I was washing my
bad.
Hair.
It is bad.
Chevy Chase's show was better than the Magic Hour.
Oh,
that's a close one.
Yeah.
That's close.
Yeah,
that's close.
But why don't Richie Sambora? You can get him.
If you can't get Phil X.
Well, the thing is, Phil's a buddy of mine.
I know Phil would totally come out here.
Oh yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, I've known Phil for, God, 15, 20 years. I've known Phil.
Yeah, I think we talked about that. I worked a gig with him up at City.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a great guy.
Totally a great guy.
Yeah.
Total rock star.
Oh, yeah.
An idiot when you first meet him, though, and everything, but when you sit down and talk to him about, like, guitars and this, it's like, when did you get smart? You know, but he's a really good guy. Really great guy.
Stay on topic. Or he's a dummy? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Like most of us are, though. You know, if we don't
get him on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, Avril. I like the fact that we're all here together right now because... now we get to do something that we love to do at the end of every show, and that's play the game. So let's go ahead and hit that theme.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for the American Game Show. Quiz me, quiz you. Oh, that was perfect.
Hey, Zach, you came in with that cue just like the old guy used to do.
I know. I'm just magical, aren't I?
Testing. Oh, I'm on the mic now.
You're
cool.
On the mic now. All right.
Thank
so
you.
Genesis is going to be reading the questions.
Hi, Genesis.
So this is a free-for-all, and I love this because we've got, you know, what, six of us in here and everything, so this is going to be great. So name is your buzzer. So don't forget, if they go precog, stop the question. But if you don't, let her finish it out. And
all I have to say is, Zach?
Yes, I'm?
Meg Ryan.
Top Gun.
I just want to make sure I have everyone's names right. So it's Paul at the end, Craig and Amy.
Oh,
yes.
Barry. You can call me Barry.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Perfect. Sorry.
Craig is, well, that's a different.
Yes, I'm Paul, although I'm in Steve's chair, you can tell, because there's tissues everywhere. And I'm not kidding.
I'm there's sorry. Like, honestly, I couldn't reach the trash can. And
there's tissues
we
on the
thinking
chair.
Of penguin
we'll wash that with Lysol later.
It's going to take us 20 minutes to get through this game.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. Diana Prince is the public...
Zach. Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
are we being bamboozled?
Also, are the questions going to be
we
hard?
We always said Zach was
No, you guys should be able to get this, but I don't know what happened with that. Zach won.
I think Genesis I and Zach may have got together on this.
No. Question number two.
Hey, you don't say that.
How many keys are on the Moog baby grand piano?
Sean.
Are on Moog? Sean?
88.
Yes. Sorry.
I thought she was going to say the Moog synthesizer the way she said it, and I went, no, that's not the same. Yeah.
Isn't there 88 keys on
any piano? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Question number three.
Sorry.
Gymnophobia is a fear of what?
Zach?
Zach?
The gym?
No.
Can you repeat the question?
Amy?
Amy?
Clowns?
No.
No.
Did you say gymophobia?
Gymnophobia.
Gymnophobia.
Sean.
Sean.
Guy's name Jim.
No.
Guy's not named Jim.
Paul, want to take a shot?
Else? Zach.
Can't, I mean, might as well take a shot. Paul.
Paul.
Chewing gum, because why not?
Clothes, yeah. But no cigars.
Clothes.
Barry.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not clothes. Sorry.
Zach.
Oh, Barry. Zach, go first. Go, Zach. Go ahead, Zach. I don't know.
Who's going first?
You.
Watermelons.
No.
Can you give us a clue?
Berry.
Berry.
Sprinkles on ice cream. Jimmy's.
No. No.
Paul.
Cole. Who?
Paul.
Paul.
Berry.
Berry. No.
You got it.
You're it is, what? The answer is nudity.
Wow.
There's a fear of, oh, well, yeah,
what
okay.
has chewing gum got to do with nudity?
No, the question.
Well, we know Barry doesn't have
gymnophobia. No, I said it was not clothes. It was a joke. I did.
Okay.
Right. To be used in a sentence, Tobias Funke has gymnophobia.
Question Ding. Number four. A person able to use both hands with each
Steve.
Hand. Steve.
Ambidextrous.
Yes.
Ah!
That's because
before we
I
move
am.
On.
Well, so am I.
So am I.
Before we move on, just a point of ambidextrous. My grandmother was not only ambidextrous, but she could also write backwards.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So. Yeah,
you know, can. I have something important to reveal
nice ad.
That I've always wanted to say. I can't spell that word.
Ambidextrous?
Oh. Yes.
I can barely pronounce it, so
are
there
you
we go.
Listening?
I can't spell that.
when I was a little kid, they made me be right-handed, and I was left-handed, and they made me be right-handed, and then I discovered later on, I started doing things with my left hand, and I could do them just as good as my right hand.
Well, you know, left-handed.
Wow. TMI. Yes.
Well, you know, left-handers are in their right mind.
That's true. Well, all of them except me.
Hey Steve, when you were a child, did
yes.
they have one room in your school?
Yes.
Okay.
That's question ride, number five.
Did he ride the short bus?
Probably.
With the helmet.
Canada is made up of how many provinces?
Steve.
Barry.
Steve.
Ooh.
Five.
Barry.
Six.
Paul.
Paul.
Seven.
Paul.
Amy.
I might as well take a guess. 12.
Close, but no.
Ooh. Sean.
Sean.
10.
Yes.
Ah! There you go.
By process of elimination.
You got it, eh?
Question number six. In what year was the iPhone first released?
Zach.
Zach.
Wow.
2008.
Wrong.
Damn.
Barry.
2003.
Wrong.
Steve.
Zach.
2006.
Zach.
Oh, you got it wrong?
Yeah.
2007?
Yes.
Yay. Yeah. I remember because when it came out, I was working at Disney, and we were in the old admin building, and I think it was John Massey that showed it to me.
Wow!
Yeah, and I had the iPod Touch.
Couldn't remember the date.
when that first came out, because I couldn't afford the actual phone at the time, so I just got the iPod Touch. I'm like, that's close enough.
Yeah, I got the iPhone 3 from work once. But
I've never had an iPhone.
By the way, Steve is the original Mickey Mouse.
That's right.
Celebrating 90th birthday.
Question number 7.
What question was it?
Thank you, Genesis.
Which two countries share the longest undefended border?
Steve. USA and Canada.
Yes.
Got all quiet for...
It's because he was thinking so hard.
Not for long.
Question number 8. Who was the lead singer for the rock and roll band The Crickets?
Barry.
Sean.
Barry.
Buddy Holly.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I
went the day the music died.
Yep.
Question number 9. Snoopy from the comic Peanuts is what breed of
dog? Beagle.
Sean.
Everyone just shouted the answer.
Well, whose name came out first? I forgot my name. whose name was first? That was
Sean. Was.
Yeah, Beagle.
Sean.
And question number 10.
Oh, you got it right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Zach, where were you?
You're supposed to say yes.
Don't be Steve right now.
Who directed the movie Reservoir Dogs?
Paul.
Zach.
Paul.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Why would he?
Finally, something useful.
And there we go. That's quiz me, quiz you.
Why wouldn't he have gotten that? Why wouldn't he have gotten that? All right.
Trying to say something, Zach?
No, I just can't talk.
All right. I'm kind of disappointed I didn't get to do my What's News because the tagline is, What the Cluck? But that's okay. We'll do it next week.
We'll get it next time. So no worries. Well, guys, first of all, I want to thank Amy and, of course, Barry, Paul for coming in. We really appreciate it. A lot of fun with you guys here for our 100th show. We're going to go downstairs and party now.
Woo!
Yeah. We got food and everything. We've got drinks. We've got a whole bunch of things. And I think some more friends are going to be stopping by to say hello to us and everything. So I'm really excited about this. You know, 100 shows. It's definitely a milestone for us. I can't believe we've got here.
I can't either. This is.
I know. You only thought the program was going to last a couple of months, and that's it.
I'm like, wow, this is... I got to say, Sean, this has been like one of the best experiences of my life. Doing a show with you and going 100 episodes, that's frosting on the cake for me.
Cool. Well, I'm glad we threw this whole thing together. You know, again, I didn't know how long it would take us. And a couple of months, it's going to be 2 years we've been on the air. So I'm very excited about it. Yeah. So, and I'm glad you guys are all a part of it and everything. So in the meantime, go out, enjoy today.
It looks beautiful.
It's a beautiful day. Yeah.
It's a little cool, but it looks beautiful.
And New Year's is coming up, so be careful. Go out, party, but don't drink and drive. And just have fun and enjoy the 2019. It's coming around the corner, so...
Yeah, and everybody remember, Uber is so easy. There's even a female Uber. We went over that before. So there is no excuse to get in a car to drive when you've been drinking.
Absolutely.
Or partying in other ways as well.
That too. And so until next year, guys, we will see you. Thank you so much. Take care.
Hasta la vista.
Good show, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.